Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10 o'clock service on New Year's Eve, 2017.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah. For thus say the Lord God and the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling, and you said, no, we will flee upon horses. Therefore you shall flee away, and we will ride upon a swift steed. Therefore your pursuers shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one, and the threat of five. You shall flee till you are felt like a flagstaff, out on the top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Romans. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Is God who justifies? Who is to condemn? Jesus Christ is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who sits at the right hand of God, who indeed is interested in us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus said, "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. And be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have not left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So what do you think? Time to make a change? That's what the new year is all about, isn't it? The changing of the year interestingly coincides with that point in time when many people pledge to change something about themselves. Out with the old and unprofitable habits, and in with the new. New jobs, new relationships, new and improved attitudes and approaches. A brand new start. That's known as making a resolution. To resolve, to determine to make some needed change that will make a difference in your life. True confessions. I once made a New Year's resolution. It started out like this. Beginning January 1st, I'm going to exercise daily. And I'm going to eat a healthy diet. I set a goal of losing 30 pounds in excess weight. By the end of January, I had modified that resolution to 20. Well, within a month, it was 10. By the time spring finally arrived, I was determined to still lose some weight somehow. But eventually, I just stopped thinking about it. I guess you could say my resolve ran dry. Well, during this time of year, millions of people resolve to change their lives in some way. Sadly, most of those resolutions won't survive the month of January. Some won't survive until January 2nd. Last year, people committed themselves to spend more time with their spouses and children and parents. Others pledged to rid themselves of some unhealthy habit, like smoking or drinking or frivolous spending. And still others were determined to get more involved in their community and church. Many, many good intentions. And many, many failures to make the change. And so what can I tell you about New Year's resolutions? Well, just this. They are most commonly good for one thing. Resolutions are a good way to set yourself up for disappointment. Let's be honest. In the grand scheme of things, those improvements we desire to make are typically small things. And they are also likely achievable. And that's because we tend to focus on things that we can somehow possibly change in our lives. But there always remains that one thing that stands in our way. And that's the one thing we need to change the most. And yet we can't. And it's the same year after year. Human nature does not change. Because by nature, we are who we are. Through and through. No matter how hard we try, no matter how many resolutions we make, we can't do a thing about it. On our own, we are fully entrenched and absorbed by our own desires and concerns. And no matter what, we are fully bent on having things our own way. We are always more than happy to care about someone else, if and when that other person is of some use to us. No resolution is ever going to change that. Sin is far too deeply embedded within our own human fiber. So, what is needed here is a different approach to New Year's resolutions. And on this morning, the Apostle Paul is going to give us a hand. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, Paul would encourage us to consider a resolution that is good at any time, not just at the beginning of the year. Now, when I say that, perhaps you wonder, what difference does that make? What good is that? Well, just this. Fulfilling this particular resolution does in no way depend upon us at all. And yet it serves to resolve our greatest need. The resolution of Paul is a resolution of faith. And therefore, it really has nothing to do with Paul or you or me. It has everything to do with faith in Jesus Christ. It has everything to do with the love of God who sent Jesus into the world. It's all about trusting in a loving Savior. And it's about allowing that trust to grow and to grow and to grow. In his writing, Paul resolves that nothing can surpass, overpower, or destroy the love that God has for us. That's why God's love would prompt Paul to write, "I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." What does all that mean? That means, my friends, God is for us. What does that mean for you? Your enemies don't stand a chance. Paul boasts, if God is for us, who can be against us? You know, that's not even a question, is it? It's a statement that needs no answer, a statement with the power of the Almighty behind it. Ask yourself, with the God of all creation on your side, who can be against you? Who can prosper against you? There is no one. God stands with you. God comes right to your side. There he is. He will die for you. He will rise with you. And as for those resolutions you fail to keep, as for those sins with which you daily struggle, he's paid for it. And you are declared innocent for his sake. And so, my friends, when the devil comes after you, and he most assuredly will, when the devil accuses you, when the evil one tells you that you are a sinner, that you can't keep your resolutions, that you can't do those things that God commands of you, and that you are damned to hell, you can stand up to him and you can say, "Yes, I am a sinner. I certainly deserve death, but you shall not condemn me. You shall not have my body or my soul. I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. He purchased me from death. He rescued me from hell, and he has stopped you dead in your tracks. Your lies have no power over me. Get behind me, Satan." Paul writes, if God is for us, who can be against us? "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, and who is indeed interceding for us." Love. In a word, love. The love of God in Christ Jesus is what all the world needs. The love of God brought Jesus into the world. The love of God establishes the bridge between humankind and God. The love of God commits himself to death on a cross to save us. The love of God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The love of God is his pledge and guarantee of life everlasting to you. You live because God loves. You live today under his protection, and you shall forever live with him in his kingdom of glory. God resolves himself to you today and forever and ever. So, can anything in this life ever defeat you? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The Lord knows you face trials. Remember? He lived them for you. He took them upon himself, and they died with him there. God presents you with the full depth of his love in Jesus Christ, who is more powerful than anything on earth. The gates of hell cannot stand against the incarnate, the crucified, the risen, and the ascended Lord of Lords. As he stands at the right hand of God the Father, he stands with you, right here and right now. Your Savior made the greatest resolution in all of history. In his love for you, he resolved to unite you to God forever and ever. The Holy Spirit would inspire the Apostle Paul to give us a resolution that does not depend on us. That's good, because we can rely on the willpower and promises of God. Our own resolutions, they can, and they will fail. But God's never does. Never has and never will. He will keep his promise to you. God the Father is resolved. He sent his only Son to make you his children. God the Son is resolved. He lived, died, rose, and intercedes for us today. God the Holy Spirit is resolved. He creates faith in our hearts and strengthens that faith in us. We're secure. God's grip on us is firm. He is resolved to never let us go. And even though we face challenges in the year to come, we need not fear. We need not despair. The bonds of love between Him and us cannot be broken. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. My dear family in Christ, begin the new year confident, convinced, and sure of God's resolution. Know that nothing else is needed. His resolution puts an end to all resolutions. In Christ, you have it all. May God bless you and keep you in the new year. Go in His peace. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Beautiful Savior, glorious.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.